There's a volcano that spews mud in Indonesia, and it remains in the news despite the fact that the eruption occurred 7 years ago. That's because after so long, it's still mired in disputes about displaced people, allegations against one of Indonesia's most powerful families, and ecological disaster. Helen Brown finally had a chance to see the mudflow for herself, which is near Indonesia's second biggest city of Surabaya. She filed this report.
I'd heard about the Lapindo mudflow for so long, it was going to be good to finally see it. But first, there was a dike to climb, one that's been built around what is essentially a lake of mud. 640 hectares of mud, to be exact. We've pulled up at one of the little stations that are along the road, where some enterprising locals have built wooden steps that lead up and over the dike, so that you can see the mud. So we've got to walk up those yet, but the first impression is that it really smells. I can't describe the smell. It's like a bad gas, but it's not pleasant at all. Almost 40,000 people were displaced and 12 villages submerged when hot mud came coursing out of the ground here in May 2006. A company linked to the powerful Bakri family has been blamed for drilling activity that led to an underground blowout. A court case didn't find them at fault, and the oil and gas company says an earthquake hundreds of kilometres away triggered the eruption. The company has paid out millions in compensation, though, to those in the immediate affected area. But the final payment has been delayed. And that's creating anger, not just against the company, but also anyone perceived as being the enemy. So much so that even our local government official doesn't want to climb the dike and possibly be a catalyst for trouble.
Okay, this everybody just told me that he is a bit afraid to go up there. I don't know why, but he said that the BPLS, the agency set up by the government to take care of Lapindo mud, is here and is ready to take us around, but he said he doesn't want to go up.
Protesting villagers have essentially taken over the mud lake and the wall around it. They're preventing dredging and dike repair work. And they earn income by charging people to climb the steps and take a look and jump on a motorbike to see where the mud continues to bubble up from.
We've got to cross over the railway tracks to get to the top of the dike, up those rickety steps. The locals who manage, who take the money basically for us to walk up are waiting for us, wondering what's going on.
The central government set up an agency specifically to monitor and control the mud and help with social issues. Our guide from this agency is one of the few officials who feels confident enough to mingle with those who've lost their homes and livelihood and are demanding something better.
Okay, so we're on our way and we're going up the rickety wooden steps.
The wall around the mud is about 5 metres high and the mud reaches almost to the top. So there's a lot of mud that is building up.
So the bikes have taken us as far as they can, but we're now told that to see where the mud is still bubbling out, we have to walk across dried mud for about 10 minutes in the baking heat. And we're just trying to decide if it's worth the risk or not, just how safe it is. It'd be good to get the pictures, but we're relying on local information.
There are no warning signs or explanations.
Yeah, the risk is there, but they said that, you know,
After the producer, Chico, had spoken a little more to our guide, we decide to venture out onto the cool, dried mud, which seems stable. Our apprehension probably looks a little silly to a group of men and women in modest Muslim dress who turn up and simply start walking out without a care. We end up filming in the blazing sun for about 20 minutes, about 100 metres in front of billowing white smoke and watching as the mud bubbles up now and then above the horizon. The experts say this may go on for 30 years, or less, as the heat and rate of flow have eased more than expected. Some of the mud is being channeled out to sea, and that's created a new island off the coast. It's clearly an ecological and social disaster, and one that's hard to fathom until you're standing on the edge of a sea of mud. This is Helen Brown in Surabaya, Indonesia, for Correspondence Report.